Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we just mentioned the census. Tomorrow is Census Day, the day by which you are supposed to return your 2010 census forms. If you need to download a form or just some census fun, check out our Brian Lehrer Show Census Project, 10 Questions That Count. We have a second census quiz just up. Begins with a question about which New York borough is the most religious. Now, that comes from other questions that the census asks on other occasions. That is not on your census form about religion. But there's all this census data, and we've drawn some interesting stuff from it for some questions for our second census quiz. And there's other stuff, too. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show for our 10 Questions That Count Census Project website. So there you are right now listening to WNYC. But maybe you're also watching the news on television while you're checking your favorite website on your laptop. If so, you are definitely not alone. How about Jake, one of our listeners who posted this on our Facebook page earlier? He says he has SportsCenter on mute, is listening to WNYC, and is using his computer to write a document and update Facebook, all while his BlackBerry is charging. I think Jake might not be that unusual. According to the Nielsen Company's latest three-screen report, this type of media multitasking is at an all-time high. So with us briefly, and then to take your calls about what other media you are consuming right now while you're listening to WNYC, is Matt O'Grady, Nielsen's media product leader. Hey, Matt, welcome to WNYC.
Hello, Brian. Thank you.
So what is the three-screen report, first of all? What do you measure?
We're measuring on a quarterly basis consumer consumption across all three screens. What are people watching on TV? What are they doing or watching online? And what are they watching or using their mobile or smartphone device for?
And how much more of this are we doing than we were before? What are some of the basic numbers?
You know, the numbers have grown dramatically in just a one-year period. From the end of 2008 until the end of 2009, we saw that the average American spent 3.5 hours per month online and watching TV simultaneously. And that jumped up by an hour, which is, in the course of one year, very significant. And it also showed that roughly 60% of Americans were watching TV or online simultaneously. And this may appear somewhat obvious when you think about your life or your work, but for us in the data business and the measurement business, it's pretty significant. It's a big jump, and it really does show the combination of platforms are really delivering better results.
Pat in New Rochelle. Hi, you're listening to the show and doing what else? What other media?
Well, I was listening to the show, and I had HGTV on mute. And I was texting my son, who's in college in Alabama. But generally at night, when I'm watching TV from 9 to 11, and I have my two laptops, I'm watching TV, and I have one laptop sending email to my sister or updating Facebook, and BlackBerry texting my son and his friends.
And is this media overload for you, or is this the way you like it?
No, I kind of like it this way because it keeps me going, and I'm not really focused on TV for 2 hours or 3 hours straight.
Thank you for your call. And Jennifer writes on our website that she's working on her computer, has WNYC in her headphones, is texting on her cell, and watching snippets of video on YouTube. Matt, it's amazing that Jennifer has any attention left.
Yeah, it can be very distracting, but at the same time, it's really enhancing everybody's experience. And the thing to remember about all the usage is one is really not cannibalizing the other. There seems to be an increased consumption, and Americans overall are adding video or adding texting to their life and not taking it away. So online video or streaming video is not replacing network television. You know, they're doing it to catch up on programs or because they can't get to the first screen. I mean, the consumer's in control.
Right. In fact, the website Gawker has its own separate video site, which you probably know, tv.gawker.com. And much of the site is made up of video clips from TV shows from the night before. And the tagline on the site is, "Your work can wait." So do you measure this at Nielsen, like how many people are really spending time at work catching up on last night's missed television shows?
Well, as part of this report, we mentioned that the new online prime time is 12 to noon to 6 p.m., and it peaks at 4 o'clock. So if you walk around your office at 4 o'clock, you may be able to do your own primary research on that. But 44% of all online viewing is viewed at work. So there's a significant amount of that happening at work. But I think people work pretty hard as well.
Abraham in Manhattan, so you're listening to this show and consuming what other media?
Well, right now I'm playing my Xbox.
That's good, while listening to the radio. Yeah, what are you playing?
Burnout Paradise.
And does that go well with the Brian Lehrer Show?
Well, I mean, it's kind of nice background noise.
Which one's the back? I don't know.
I don't want to hear.
Like
the show's a nice background track for the game, I guess.
I guess. That's it, you know? We're discussing the big issues of our lives, and we're a nice background track for Xbox, for Burnout Paradise. Eva in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. What other media are you consuming right now?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Oh. I am texting my daughter on my iPhone, and I'm looking at a website of art.
Thank you very much. How about Florette in Flatbush? What you doing?
Good morning, Brian. Great
Hi.
To talk to you as usual.
Thank you.
Listen, I've got the view on mute. I'm looking at Daniel Steele, but I was trying to chop up an orange in the kitchen, and I heard you're requesting what we're doing. Usually I have WQXR playing, and I have a little battery radio in the bathroom that's playing your program, and I have the laptop with my correspondence, and on the desktop I review my photos that I don't always get a chance to sit and look at, so they just sort of run, and when I get a chance I look up and see.
Now, this is an interesting idea. You have the classical music on QXR as the background
right.
while we're doing blah, blah, blah about the news and everything. Is that it?
Well, yeah, well, I get my snippets that way. I can get hear what you're saying if because I'm trying to get out of the studio now, so I have you on in the bathroom on the little battery radio, and I have you on the radio in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and what do you call it? The view is on. I saw Daniel Steele while I was waiting for you.
Just but, watching the...
Well, no, it's on mute, you know.
Yeah.
If it's not that, then it's CNN.
And then if something comes on the view that you want to see, if you want to hear Daniel Steele for a minute, you might, like, turn down the radio for a minute and turn up the television and then go back in a few minutes?
Well, I would have if I wasn't on the phone with you.
Yes, right.
But I just saw her name flash up,
right.
So I knew it was her.
Great.
But, and I read her book, so I didn't have to listen. They had the Octomom on there, you know, who wants to listen to her.
Florette, thank you very much. So, Matthew, that's a pretty good one. She's got a classical music radio station, a talk radio station, and The View going on at the same time.
I think she represents... You know, the perfect example of take advantage of what each platform can bring to you. So the television will probably give you the best viewing environment. It's rich context. There's a lot of high-definition programming. Maybe she has a flat-screen TV. I mean, that's a really nice way to view video content. A portable device, a mobile phone gives you portability. A radio gives you, sound as wherever you want with whatever volume you want. And the PC, though, also gives you, interactivity or user control. So I think that's part of the consumer, being in controls that they can choose the benefits and features of the different, platforms or viewing options.
Jethro in Brooklyn, what media are you consuming besides our show right now?
Well, Brian, in the background, I've got Pandora. You go really great with Sigur Rós. I've got Twitter. I've got my work Twitter. I've got my work and my personal email up on two screens.
Thank you very much. So why does Nielsen, Matthew, measure multi-screen viewing? I mean, I think one of the things that's emerged from some of our callers is that they consider something to be in the foreground and something to be in the background. Is there a business reason? I mean, what Nielsen does is you measure television viewing so the television stations can go out and sell advertising, right? So from a business perspective, why does Nielsen measure multi-screen viewing?
The the Nielsen mission is to measure what everybody watches or sees, as well as what they buy. But on the audience measurement side, on the TV measurement or any video measurement across the three screens, the advertiser wants to know how best to reach the consumers. So they have to have the right mix of online advertisement, TV, and mobile. Or radio. All mediums are very important, and getting that media mix right is a very challenging and iterative process. So we have to track it for them. We have to say where the consumer is, what they're surfing, what they're streaming, what they're watching, in order for them to most effectively advertise or reach their customers.
How do commercial stations sell around that, especially if there's question as to what's in the foreground, what's in the background?
Well, most stations are also looking at it as a multi-platform option for them. So they will include their content, you know, online or on television as well. And they're well aware of the shifting consumer behavior. This is not new news to them. Tracking the consumer preferences for viewing video or streaming or surfing is something that's going to continue to evolve.
All right, Matthew O'Grady from the Nielsen Company, their media product leader. Thank you very much for joining us. Fascinating stuff.
Thank you, Brian.
And listeners, thanks for chiming in on what media you're consuming besides this show. You can keep posting those to our Facebook page or check out what others are putting on our comments page as well and add yours, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Lisa Allison, Jody Evergan, Paige Cowett, Alan Smith, and Rachel Senator produced this program. We had intern help today from Sydney Beveridge and Amanda Magnus. Our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer.